This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, a practical way to change your mind for good from Job chapters 22 through 24. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
I got to wondering the other day how many people have participated in the Navigator's Scripture Memory Course. So I checked and found out that in the past 10 years alone, more than 350,000 people have purchased the Topical Memory System. Now, I have no idea how many people were involved in the 35 years before that when we didn't keep records. You see, I believe that no form of Scripture intake pays greater dividends for the time invested than does Scripture memory. And I want to share two verses from today's passage that have meant a great deal to me over 30 years. I ran into them when I was a young Christian. I memorized them, and because I memorized them, they have been with me now night and day for all that time. The first verse is Job 23:12, where Job says, "Neither have I gone back from the commandments of his lips. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food." For Job, God's word was the rule by which he walked. He governed himself by the commandment of God's lips. He saw the word of God as food for his soul, and he would rather go without his daily bread than go without his daily intake of God's word. Christian, is that your testimony? Like Job, we should esteem the words of God, hunger after those words, feed upon them with delight, and nourish our souls with God's word. The second verse I memorized from this passage is Job 23:10. "But he knoweth the way that I take, and when he hath tried me, I shall come forth as gold." Here is a precious truth. God knows our way, and he walks with us. He understands even if friends and relatives do not. Yes, at times we have made false steps, but God knows that in our heart of hearts we want the way of truth. There will be trials along the way, but three things are true about these trials. First, they are for our benefit and our good. Second, the trial will have an end. It will not go on forever. Third, when the trial ends and we emerge from the furnace, we will come forth approved of God and improved in our souls. When he has tried us, we shall come forth as gold. Let me encourage you to begin the consistent practice of Scripture memory. As we memorize the word, we find nourishment for our souls, and we will have the Word of God in our hearts so the Lord can encourage us during the furnace experiences that come to us all. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
To help you walk confidently as a disciple of Jesus Christ, we'd like to send you a free copy of the booklet, Beginning with Christ. This practical booklet will help you claim God's promises and walk in them each day. Just write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Beginning with Christ. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, God's answer to the most perplexing question of the heart, from Job chapters 25 through 28, on Daily Discipleship.